All right. Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends, guys, where we bring you the verdict every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And welcome. It is November the 21st, and it is my baby boy's birthday. He's not a baby anymore. He's a grown man, but it's his birthday today. And so, without further ado, you know how I start the show out when it's somebody in my family's birthday. I come with the birthday song. So, I'm going to give my baby a birthday song. Steven, happy birthday from your mom. I just have a whole family of Scorpios. I've realized that my lineage is nothing but Scorpios. Both of my boys and my new grandbaby, they're all Scorpios. And so shout out to the Scorpios. My big sister, the oldest one, she's a Scorpio. So I have a lot of Scorpios in my life. So shout out to Scorpios in the Scorpio season. And turn up, baby. Turn up. So this is for my son. And happy birthday.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Like that song. It has like a little reggae feel to it. Yeah, so, you know, I like reggae. It always makes me feel like I'm on a beach. And who doesn't want to be on a beach with the Mai Tai or some fancy tropical drink? Now, we had a commercial shoot because, you know, guys, we do taxes. I do taxes every year. And after we did the commercial shoot, we went out to eat. Everybody that worked there and was part of the commercial, our boss took us out to eat. And I saw this tropical drink, and it was in a pineapple, and it had like vanilla 1800 mixed in it. It was coconut. I didn't even know 1800 came in coconut. And I knew it came in the margarita mix, which, you know, is one of my favorites. So I was glad to find out that they had a coconut mix. Well, on the picture, the pineapple looked like it was a small drink, and I ordered it. Yeah, I did. I ordered it, and OMG, you talking about a drink. It was a whole pineapple. Now, you know how big pineapples are. It was a whole pineapple full of this coconut 1800 and whatever else that they mixed in it. It was so good, so smooth, and yes, it gets you there. So, what was the name? I can't even think of the name of the restaurant. It was a Mexican restaurant, man, because I sure was going to give them a shout out on that drink. Anyway, it's a Mexican restaurant here, not too far from Kirby, and they have the best pineapple tropical special ever, coconut 1800. So if you're in the Memphis area, you're close to Kirby, you know there's a Mexican restaurant around there. Hey, go by there. See if they have the tropical special. If they don't, go around the corner. Because it's another Mexican restaurant, and it's the one around the corner. That's the restaurant it is. It's in the shopping center, but it's the one around the corner. That's the one. So if you're from Memphis, you know what I'm talking about. Go to that one, order the tropical special, and hey, enjoy your night. Enjoy your night, because that drink will definitely make sure you enjoy your night. On to some more news. Today we had a turkey giveaway. Yes, we were giving away turkeys to people. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. It's this week. It's this Thursday. Yes, it's this Thursday. And I remember 20 years ago, because today is my youngest son's birthday, and I remember 20 years ago I was trying to eat some of my favorite Thanksgiving meals that get prepared for the holiday. And I was trying to eat them in between contractions. Yeah, I know. I know. I breathe through it, and then I gobble some more down. It wasn't very, very smart. It wasn't smart at all. But, you know, the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, I always love those holidays. Yes, those are the times when you overeat and you just eat a whole bunch. You go to sleep. You watch football, you know, but you eat a lot. And all of your favorites are always made on those holidays. Like if your aunt never makes a cake, well, come the holidays, she's going to make that sweet potato pie. She's going to make that Coca-Cola cake. She's going to make that favorite dish that everybody loves during the holidays. There's some signature things that I do for the holiday. I make an asparagus with the hollandaise sauce, and that's something that was passed down from my grandmother. Banana pudding has always been a hit, and people love my banana pudding, so I normally make that for the holiday. What are some of your holiday favorites? You know, I'm good at dressing. Yes, I'm very good at making dressing, and I am a fan of the fried turkey. I like the baked turkey, too. But I like that fried turkey. I'm a turkey fan, so I'm always looking forward to the turkey more than the ham. You know, we do turkey and ham. Usually on the holidays, we get up and we, you know, go and feed other people, and then we eat later. And so, but I got an opportunity to feed some people today before the holiday. So it's always good to give during this time and during this season. It is the season of giving, and it is the season of being thankful. And what traditions do you have during the holiday season? I know me and my family, we'll go around the room and we'll say what we're thankful for. You know, and so since I'm not going to be live on the air, on Thanksgiving, I can say some things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my health. For you all that know me, you know that I've battled within my health. And so I'm thankful that my health is sustaining me. Thankful for my children, and definitely, definitely thankful for my new grandson. It is just a joy to see him and just go back in time of when I had his father, because he is an identical twin to his father. And I will tell him, like my mother told me, payback's a mug. It sure is. So everything you put me through, boy, hey, now you got a son. But, you know, you never understand parenting until you become a parent. So he's a parent now, so he understands a lot of things I did when he was growing up. So that's some of the things that I enjoy about the holidays. You know, gets a little cold. The sales start. I don't really shop that much around the holidays. But I do. Now, if there's a good sale, you know, I will buy some electronics. I'm an electronic freak. I love electronics. And so that's one good thing with the holidays, when you got a good deal on electronics. So stores, hey, let me know what's happening in the electronic world, because I need some new electronics. News. Let's go to some news. How many of you heard about Uber? Well, Uber paid hackers $100,000 to delete data, and they could get passengers' information. They got about 600,000 U.S. driver's license numbers on drivers, 57 million people's data around the world, guys. Uber concealed the cyber attack. They were in negotiations with the U.S. regulators investigating separate claims of privacy violations. Uber now says it had a legal obligation to report the hack to regulators and to drivers whose license numbers were taken. Now, the New York attorney didn't trust Uber. 7 million drivers' personal info was assessed. No socials, credit cards, trip location data, or other data was taken, Uber said. The chief security officer, Joe Sullivan, and another exec, they were terminated after this attack. Now, Uber did say that it believes the info was never used, but they declined to disclose the identity of the attackers. Now, this is something that puzzles me, because I look at it as, if you know you've been hacked and you've had to pay these people off to destroy these documents, and Uber had proof of these documents being destroyed. But the thing to me is that if you know the attacker, does that not give you, and you don't reveal the attacker, does that not make you think that, you know, maybe somewhere down the line, they could come back and hack you again, Uber, and get more money from you? I mean, did that cross your mind? This could be a continual thing if you don't expose who did the attack. And I'm wondering how your software equipment is, security equipment is, you know, because Uber is huge. And I have friends that drive for Uber. So their driver's license have been exposed. Have they been notified yet? So it's very, very interesting that Uber paid these hackers to delete the data, especially with it being such a big and major company and 57 million people around the world's data was breached. So hopefully Uber can straighten this out, and I don't know. You know, it may be the end of Uber and the new beginning for Lyft. You know, Lyft is Uber's competition. So we're going to see and keep you up with that story to see how this all turns out and how everything comes about concerning that. Now, let's mingling. She is out this week, vacation, the holiday. She went home to see some family. And Sister Esterine is going to be bringing the political news this afternoon. And so we're going to put you on, Sister Esterine, to give us some of your political insights in our political news. You're live on the air.
Yes, this is Sister Esterine and Ming Ling. She is out this week. And so she has asked me to bring you your political news. And so I'm going to bring you your political news this week. Now, in the news of political, well, if you look at our President Trump, he has finished his Asia trip and tour, and it was some kids that got thrown in jail for shoplifting. And the Chinese government was going to let them go, but Trump said it was because of him that they let them go, because they was going to be facing like 10 years in the pen. You heard me, 10 years in the pen for shoplifting. You know I'd be like in jail, locked up under the jail, 10 years for shoplifting. I thought it was 30 days. Time sure had changed. Yeah, I used to be a shoplifter back in the day, and then the Lord got a hold of me, and he changed me. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Yes. And so, Trump says it was him that got him free. And he ought to get a thank you. Yes, that's what he said. He said that they ought to thank him because he was the one that got him free. Or they would have been locked up for 10 years. Well, Mr. Ball, one of the fathers of one of the players that got in trouble, was like, he ain't making a damn, President Trump. Go to hell, President Trump. Yeah, he showed it. He said he wasn't thanking him. What did Trump go on? And he said he should have left him in jail. Huh? Yes, he did. That's what he said. I don't get no thank you. I should have left him in jail. And so anyway, it's been some Twitter beef on that. And you know he likes to fight on Twitter. He don't fight in real life. He just fights on Twitter. And so, that's some news. Let's see, some more news. It was a security guard that got shot on the border. And President Trump says, it's not going to happen no more. We need to build that wall. He's still on building that wall, honey. He didn't cut that mess out. Ain't nobody going to build that wall. Mexico said he wasn't going to build that wall. The president said he wasn't going to build that wall in Mexico. But he still talking about that wall. On Twitter, of course. And so he was complaining about that. About building the wall and how we need more border security. And what else in the political news? We ain't heard no reports of him playing golf because he been on the Asia tour. Here we go. This is no good, she told me. Okay, I'm sorry. This is my first time, honey. Okay, this is no she said. Okay, right here. And people are complaining because he going out on the ball player, daddy, about him not getting a thank you and making that more of a big deal. Then, with the man running in Alabama, the Senator Moore, he ain't saying nothing about him. And you know he's been accused of sexually assaulting a woman. And he ain't saying nothing about that. This is Sister Esther Ray, honey. And I have brought you your political news. And until me and Lynn get back, we'll give you a shout out from the Orange Mound community. And hey, visit my church on Sunday morning. We open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm Sister Esther Ray, and I'm signing off until I give you your spiritual insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Esther Reen, for your the political news. You did a great job, too. Thank you. And now, when you were talking about Trump and building that wall, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either. I've got some more news to share on that. Also, now, he's messing with LeVar Ball. And any of you all know and are familiar with LeVar Ball? Hey, he's one tough cookie. I don't believe President Trump can say anything to get up under his skin that LeVar Ball can't come back and squash. That's a bad man. I don't know if you've seen him on ESPN, but that's a bad man. And Trump, you're not the first one. He done had to go off on. Okay, he going off on the Lakers. He done went off on commentators. Look, LeVar Ball, you better leave him alone. He ain't playing no games with you. And he sure ain't going to play no Twitter beef. You know, but you're right about that, Sister Estherine. He does say a lot on Twitter. I ain't seen him do no stuff face-to-face. It's just been some Twitter beef.
But see, that's a safe thing for him, though. See, if he stay on Twitter, he ain't got to deal with nobody face-to-face. He can talk all kinds of smack. You know how when people call you on the phone, and they talk all that stuff, and it's like, well, come talking to my face. You don't see him. You don't even hear from him. But they're talking on that phone. They're yelling, hollering, screaming all through the phone. And then when you see him, they as quiet as a church mouse. That's so sensory. Sign it out.
You sure right about that. So he is quiet as church mouse huh, when you see him face to face. We gonna see. We gonna see. Because he need to leave LeVar Ball alone. I'm just gonna say that. Protest, leave LeVar Ball alone. You don't want to go in no Twitter beef with him. I'm just gonna, this is BYTV. I'm bringing you the verdict. You do not want to go into no Twitter beef. Let it go. Let it rest. Put it to sleep, honey. Okay, thank yourself. If you helped them young men and you didn't get a thank you from them, well, thank yourself. Thank yourself. But you better leave LeVar Ball alone because he ain't no joke. He is no joke. All right, well, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play one of my little favorite songs, Closer. Well, Pella, this is one of my favorite songs. And you know, hey, it's just that time. Somebody's probably dreaming out here, is listening. And this song encourages you because every day, you get closer to your dream. Swapella, closer.
Thank you.
That's right. Closer to my dreams. Does anybody feel like they're closer to their dreams? Well, you should feel like that if you don't. Guys, you can call 917-889-8224. That is 917-889-8224. Call in and listen to the show. We're going to go into our spiritual insight with Sister Esther Reen. You know, we just heard from her, but we're going to hear from her again with our spiritual insight for the week. Sister, you're live again.
Well, praise the Lord, children of the Most High. This is Sister Esther Reen again, but I'm coming with your spiritual insight. Now, the scripture that I'm coming with today and the insight of what the Lord revealed to me. It was a hard one for the sister, yes it was. But the Lord said that I needed to share it with you all and share my testimony. Well, you know, the Lord ain't always had me. No, no, no. The Lord ain't always had Sister Esther Reen. Once upon a time, I was just known as Esther Reen. No sister in front of Esther Reen. And the Lord revealed to me on this scripture right here, love thy enemy. Well, for those of you all that didn't know Sister Esther Reen, but though the Lord touched me and changed me now and made me a new creature in Him, Sister Esther Reen had a little thug thizzle. Yes, she did. Sister Esther Reen had a little thug thizzle in her. But the Lord, He changed me. Yes, He did. Yeah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you for changing me. Because He took the thug thizzle out. Now, don't get Sister wrong. Because sometimes the thug thizzle wants to come out. Because some folks will do some things and make that thug thizzle want to rise up. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. But see, I got to take control of it. That's right. I got to control. I can't let you control it. No. So love that enemy. Because see, sometimes your enemy make you want to cut him. That's right. Sometimes your enemy make you want to kick him. Sometimes your enemy make you want to punch him. And uppercut him. You know, to give him that uppercut. Sometimes your enemy make you want to slap him. Slap him. Slap and taste that thing now. That's right, sometimes your enemy make you want to just step across the head. It's not some sense into. That's what your enemy sometimes do. So since we're just going to be real with you, honey. But the Lord showed me that you get but yourself. You don't weep but yourself. So love your enemy. That's right. Try to love. Because see, it's love. It's what the word means now. Love. What kind of bucket do you see? Love. Well, love the hell out of your enemy. That's why. That love. That God got to love. The Lord got to love. See, you got to love him. You got to love him. Because see, the battle ain't on. The battle of the Lord. And you got to know that the Lord got your back, honey. He got my back. So I kept my leg from kicking him. I kept my head from punching him. I kept my hand from slapping him and knocking some sense into him. And the Lord took care of him. Yes, He did. Miss Susan Zwing, love your enemy. Keep the dog devil under control. Love your enemy, and God got you, honey. I'm Sister Esther Reen, hallelujah. And that's what the Lord has revealed to me. That's all your pleasure. Yes, y'all. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for changing me. Yes,
is a message right there, sister. I understand why it was a hard pill to swallow. I definitely do. Okay, we're going to take a little break with some break music. Some of your favorite music, sister. This is just for you. We're going to try to love our enemies through this little break, okay? We'll be right back with some more news and the Coochie Queen.
It's a Big E beat.
Ah, that was a little error. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong thing on the switchboard. that's the joy of being live. I meant to hit my music and I hit the wrong song. My bad. You can call 917-889-8224 and listen in. And you can call 917-889-8224 and listen in. That's right. Yeah, I said that twice. I did. That kind of threw me off a little bit. But into some more news. You know, Sister Estherine was talking about our president, POTUS, President Trump. And, you know, he's been talking about the Mexican border and the wall, this big, beautiful vision he has to cover 2,000 miles physical structure spanning sea to sea. That's right. The administration has moved to slash the numbers of refugees, accelerate deportations, and terminate the provisional residency of more than a million people, among other measures. On Monday, the Department of Homeland Security said nearly 60,000 Haitians allowed to stay in the United States after the devastating 2010 earthquake have until July 2019 to leave or obtain another form of legal status. Yes, people of color, 60,000. They have until July 2019. He is building a virtual wall by his actions and his rhetoric, says Kevin Appleby. He is with the Migration Policy Director for the Center of Migration Studies. Now, Trump's administration's officials say they are simply upholding the laws that their predecessors did not and preserving American jobs previous Republicans and Democratic administrations were too soft on enforcement, they say, and too rosy in their view of immigration as an ambiguously positive force. For decades, the American people have been begging and pleading with our elected officials for an immigration system that's lawful and serves the national interest. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in Austin last month. Now we have a president who supports that. Bob Dane is the executive director of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which has pushed for many of the Trump administration's main goals on immigration, said the president has really scaled back this expansive view of immigration that occurred under the Obama administration. So they are definitely determined to get those who have either been refugees and come into the U.S. or illegal immigrants and even some legal immigrants. They're coming tough. They're getting tough on the laws and different things like that when it comes to immigration. And so he's not going to be able to build that wall. We know this. He's not going to be able to build the wall. But they said he's building a virtual wall with his rhetoric. So there are many Mexican-Americans that are coming to the U.S. since their earthquake. And so, guys, you know, every week we have more Trump news. So definitely Ming Ling and I and the staff will definitely keep you in touch with the latest on what's happening with Trump, the wall, his rhetoric, and policy. Now, there have been a lot of sexual allegations going on with some very, very prominent people. And Al Franken has been one, but some ladies in Saturday Night Live stood up for Al Franken and some of the accusations that have come against him. Also, and he's a very, very funny guy, I got really into Al Franken when I'm a Bill Maher fan. I would watch Bill Maher, and I began to see Al Franken on that. And didn't know he was a senator at the time. But I started liking him because of the Bill Maher show. And so to see him up under this, you know, he's really, really has been a fighter for the people when it comes to the House. And he really says it like it is with, you know, policies and stuff like that. You know, you got a little bit of freedom on the Bill Maher show when it comes to talking about politics and policies and people in certain offices and stuff. So some ladies from Saturday Night Live stood up for him. And so we're going to see how that turns out. Charlie Rose, and this was shocking. He is on CBS this morning, and I watched this show. He was fired from CBS because of sexual misconduct allegations from multiple women. Rose was terminated effective immediately, CBS News says. There is absolutely nothing more important in this or any organization than ensuring a safe professional workplace. From the president, David Rose. PBS, because you know Charlie Rose had a show on PBS also. PBS stated of their own, they made a statement and said, in light of yesterday's revelation, PBS has terminated its relationship with Charlie Rose and canceled distribution of his program. PBS expects all the producers we work with to provide a workplace where people feel safe and are treated with dignity and respect. Rose's dismissal came after multiple women shared their personal stories with the Washington Post and Business Insider. The women ranged from the age of 21 to 37. Well, unlike Moore, at least they are of legal age. Now, Rose did issue an apology to the Post, saying, "In my 45 years of journalism, I have prided myself on being an advocate for journalism and for the careers of women with whom I have worked," he said. "Nevertheless, in the past few days, claims have been made about my behavior towards some former female colleagues. It's essential that these women know I hear them and that I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior. I'm greatly embarrassed. I have behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that. Though I do not believe that all of these allegations are accurate, I always felt that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I now realize I was mistaken," he continued. "I have learned a great deal as a result of these events and hope others will too. All of us, including me, are coming to a newer and deeper recognition of the pain caused by conduct in the past, and have come to a profound new respect for women and their lives." And this sounds like it came directly from him. I watched the show, and it sounds exactly like it doesn't sound like somebody wrote that for him. It sounds like Charlie Rose. I am not taking the side of any of these men when it comes to these sexual allegations. But that does sound like it actually came from him, watching the show and how he delivers the news. And, you know, they have personal moments and stuff where they share and talk, you know, about different things. And so I really do believe that, you know, with seeing him on the show with the ladies that he's on the show with now, you can see the respect he has for women. This is something that he's done in his past. I believe that a lot of these men that have done these things in the past, I believe that what's coming out now is definitely bringing a new respect for women. And I know that a lot of these men are learning that, you know, some men, you know, have done things to put certain women into positions of power and stuff, and so it required that. But, you know, he said in this statement that he thought it was mutual, and he realized that it wasn't. And so it's just coming out. It's just like every other day you're reading about somebody else dealing with a sexual misconduct allegation. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, when the story came out about Kevin Hart being blackmailed, possibly being, you know, allegedly being blackmailed concerning the videotape, you know, I said then, hey, talk to the woman in your life. And hey, you should be with somebody that you can trust, because you see what's happening and you see how kingdoms are crumbling. Kingdoms are crumbling. He's been terminated, effective immediately. And so kingdoms are crumbling. And, you know, a lot of times I tell you all the time, hey, once that blood gets to flowing, all intelligence is gone within a man. And so and all rational thinking is gone when it comes to a man. So get you somebody you can trust. And so without any further advice and relationship news from me, let's bring on the Coochie Queen. She can tell you about relationships. Coochie, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Shay, Sister, you did an awesome job. Yes, your daddy did an awesome job on the political news. Good for you, and we wish Ming Ling the best. Yes, we do. I am your coochie queen, and I am coming with your weekly relationship and your coochie news. Now, since Sister did a testimony, I am going to do a testimony tonight for you all in the relationship arena. And yes, me and my husband, we have a ball. We have been married for 50 years and the fire is still hot. Yes, it is. And I am the Coochie Queen, and I am here to teach you how to keep it hot in your relationship. And so, I will share a testimony. Now, me and my husband, we do several things, you know, because you need to be with a partner that you trust. And so, with us being together as long as we have, we trust each other. And because we trust each other and the trust is there, then there's no whole bar in the bedroom. So you have to be with a partner that you trust, okay? Now, to make it hot, see, you have to set it up. That's right. You have to set it up. That means during the day when you're working, you'll set it up. Yes, you do. You set it up. And I set it up. Yes, I do. I will send him messages. Yes, I do. I send him voice recordings so he can hear my sexy voice. And I put my sexy voice on the recording, and it gets him hot, and he calls me and he tells me I'm hot. See the difference in my voice when I talk to my partner than when I talk to you? See, I make the voice soft. See the difference in my voice? It's all about how you set it up. So you have to be creative in setting it up for you and your partner to get busy, to get nasty, to do what you do, because love making is worship. And there's heights and depths and realms that you can go in the bedroom. And the Coochie Queen is going to show you how to go to those lands and those depths when it comes to love making for your partner. So you set it up with the voice that says, come. Get me. Come get the tiger and make the tiger roar in me. And I make the lion roar in you. So I set it up all day while he's working. And then when he comes home, I will have a little romantic dinner set up with candlelight. I will be in a beautiful negligee when he walks to the door. And I will wait on him and cater to him. And then I'll leave the table a little bit earlier than him. I go into the bedroom and I call his name, Marcus. motherfuckers. I've got something bitter and hot for you. See how I set it up? Did I give you a visual? Play the visual in your mind of how you want your romantic evening to go about and then create it. Be creative. Be creative. Do it different every time. Let not the last time be like the last time, the next time. Change it up. Make it hot, make it spicy. Be creative. Some days he's Marcus. Some days he's Leroy. Some days he's Rufus. Some days he's never Tyrone, though. But some days he's Raphael. We make it hot. We're never the same people in the bedroom. So this is your Coochie Queen, Shireen. Relationship and your coaching dose. And so, until next time, take care of the coaching. This is your Coochie Queen signing off.
Okay, thank you, Coochie Queen. Now, here's a question in the chat room. You always get people whenever you tell them about dressing up. You always get comments back. Now, this question that's in the chat room, it says, do you dress up in the same outfit?
Well, Shay, I have like a room full of wigs and outfits. And so that's why me and my husband are never the same. So I switch it up. Now, yes, I have gray hair, but sometimes I have long, silky hair. Sometimes I have curly hair. Sometimes I have short, black hair. Sometimes I have all kinds of hair. And then I put on an outfit that I have a feel for. I experiment and, you know, he may come to the bedroom just as himself. And I could be somebody totally different. I look different. I speak different. I do it all. But we have been married for a long time, and it works. It works. And I'm your Coochie Queen.
Well, now, Coochie, I totally agree with that. And, you know, I said the love is like wine, and it makes you drunk. And so it is worship, and I totally agree with you, Coochie. And I make sure, because I love the Lord. So I make sure, honey, I worship. Yes, I do. You just don't know, honey. Just because I got the law don't mean I don't get busy now. Yes, honey. Woo! Me and my husband, we get busy, honey. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are church freaks. But the Lord says, yes, I love it. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He showed me. He showed me. He showed me the word. Love is like wine. Get you drunk. Get you drunk. Get you drunk, I tell you.
Sister Esther Ray, you and your husband are church freaks. Now, that's funny.
Oh, yes, honey. We keeps it hot like the Coochie said.
I bet you ladies do. I definitely want to be like you when I grow up. Now, Coochie, let me ask you. This is another question in the chat room. So, you're about giving relationship advice. How do you know he's the one?
Well, Shay, you will know it's the right one when you feel like you've known this person before. And that's the way I feel with my husband. He felt like he had known me before. I felt like I had known him before. And that's how we knew that we were perfect for each other, because it was just a feeling that we have known each other forever. And so that's how I feel, that you know. And usually men know very soon if that one is the one. And so it's a spiritual insight thing, inter thing that happens to know that you're with someone that you can trust and experiment love on the many levels that you can experience it on. Love is a mental thing, and so you should find a compatible partner that's willing to explore the mental realm of lovemaking. If several, you know, I teach you about the Kama Sutra. And so, it's several things that you can do. And if you have a partner that's on the same level, then that's your compatible partner. And you will know it's a feeling inside. And it's like, you know you have met that person before. And you feel like your kindred spirit and souls are connected.
Okay. All right. That's beautiful. That was actually beautiful. Yes, it was. Okay. Guys, I appreciate you all for sending your questions through the chat room. I appreciate you all for calling in and listening to the show. I appreciate all of my supporters and listeners that have supported the show all these many years through the changes, through the revamping, through the reformatting. Yes, yes, I'm closer to my dream. So yes, yes, you're going to be seeing more. You're going to be hearing more. We're going to have more guests, all that good stuff. Just more things to come. I'm excited about what's going to be taking place concerning the show, different things like that. And so definitely make sure that you follow us. Visit our new blog site, bytvlive.blogspot.com. Also visit our website, www.bytvlive.com. Follow the show here so you can get a weekly email of when we go live on the air and you won't miss an episode. So until next time, if no one has told you they love you, well, we here at Shea Renee and Friends, we're telling you we love you. And just know that you're closer to your dream. Every single day you wake up, you're closer to your dream. So until next time, hey, stay motivated and motivate somebody. Hey, I'm every woman.